It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Earlier this week on the Gutsy Podcast, we talked with Danielle Hayden about evaluating shiny objects. You know, those things that kind of catch you off guard. It's kind of the same concept of you're checking out at the grocery store and you get to the front of the line and all of a sudden there's all these just wonderful, magical things that you didn't really need, you didn't go there for, but damn it, now you want them. That happens a lot in life and business now, doesn't it? Our money comes in and our money goes out, and if we're not paying attention, we end up spending a lot of money on nothingness. So this week's Power Back episode is designed to empower you to look at your numbers. You know, I'm a huge fan. You know, I'm a huge advocate for looking at your numbers because knowledge is power. And when we can acknowledge what's going on, we have the power to make constructive changes. Before we dig in deep to your numbers this week, when is the last time that you sat and asked yourself, what do I want? Look through life and business and people and situations and circumstances, you pick up a lot of shoulds along the way. I should go to school, get married, have children, buy a house. I should climb the corporate ladder. I should expand my business. I should add people to my team. I should take on the world and be a global enterprise. I'm here to remind you that just because you can doesn't mean that you should. By coming back to yourself and acknowledging, who am I? What do I truly want? And where am I resisting change in my life? Okay, I want to say that one more time. Where am I resisting change in my life? Through working with hundreds of entrepreneurs and people that are in transitions in their life, one thing is resoundingly consistent. People tend to resist the thing they want the most. In case you're new around here, my name is Laura Ora, and I'm an alignment coach, and my goal and role in your life is to help guide you back to your own version of alignment, to help you see and trust your vision and your instinct, to help you recognize your blockages and where you are resisting, and give you the tools and practical ways to help make those shifts. And most importantly, to help you say yes to yourself. Yes to your visions. Yes to your dreams. Yes to those crazy ideas that no one else understands. And you know what? They don't have to, because your vision is yours and you are you. If you feel that call, that tug, that pull for something more in your life or in your business, I encourage you to book a call with me at lauraora.com. Talk to me. Let's talk for 30 minutes. Tell me what's going on. And it would be an honor to guide you through your journey. So let's talk numbers. First and foremost, I just want to preface this entire episode with, I'm not going to tell you that you have to get rid of things. That's not my role. Only you can truly know that. This is literally to give you some guidance, some parameters, some direction on your road to say, maybe I hadn't thought about it like this way before, or maybe there's some new information in here for me to consider. So if you go through this exercise and you're like, I either don't want to or can't shift any of these subscriptions, then cool. That's okay. All I ask is that you open your mind for consideration. So if you are starting to dabble in knowing your numbers, meaning you know that there's a budget somewhere in the world, maybe not in existence in yours yet. You know that you make money. You know that you spend money. You know that looking at your numbers is important, but you haven't quite taken that bite yet. Or perhaps you have, and you're like, okay, I'm just really starting to strengthen my muscle with working with and understanding my numbers. Then this is a really great exercise. It's very simple. It's very like low-hanging fruit. It's an opportunity for you to step into and build a little bit more power within yourself and confidence in yourself and your numbers. The thing that happens is shiny objects with subscriptions. You sign up for a 30-day trial and forget to get rid of it. You fully intend on using the newsletter campaign system that you purchased and it's gone by the wayside. It's kind of like the gym membership. That's a monthly subscription, by the way. These are monthly subscriptions or reoccurring invoices, reoccurring expenses that happen in both your personal life and in your business. So these can be something as simple as an app through iTunes that charges you $2.99, someone's content that you've subscribed to on Instagram for $5.99, your gym membership, music, whatever it is that you're streaming. These are monthly reoccurring expenses. So I want to empower you to look at what these are. Now, the irony is, this is complete irony. There are now new apps and subscriptions to help you manage your subscriptions, which I just find completely ironic because it's helping you to streamline and get rid of things by having another one of those things. But that's neither here nor there. The important thing is here is to understand what works for you. So if having another service that helps you manage your subscriptions works for you, cool. Have that fucking subscription. If you do best by looking at your banking online, great. That's fantastic. There are a lot of different ways and tools to do this. So nothing is right or wrong. The goal is simply just to understand and know and empower yourself. Because the problem here is these things go on for days, weeks, months, years at a time. And it's like having the window cracked in your house in the dead of winter when your heat is blazing. That heat, you know where it goes? Right out that back window. So when you are really empowering yourself financially, you're trying to get ahead, you're trying to pay things off, you're trying to expand your business, you want to add people to your team, whatever your goal is, if we have this little leak that's constantly going out, that's taking away energy and capacity from your life and business. So the very first step is acknowledging that you are ready and willing to look at your numbers. I know that sometimes that can be a really big step, but knowledge is power, my friend. I promise, promise, promise you. It's hard up front, but once you get into it, once you really start understanding and acknowledging it, it gives you so much power and capacity to say, yes, I can make that purchase and I feel great about it. No, I need to wait and do this. I have more revenue coming in this month. I have more expenses in that month. And like, it just gives you so much ability to make educated decisions. So that's first and foremost, is saying, you know what? Yes, I am ready to start taking control of my numbers. The second step here is very simple. We're going to keep this clean, easy, not another thing to do, but just simply logging into your online banking. Most banking providers should supply something called a statement. If you're not familiar with a statement, it's basically a monthly rundown of all of the income and expenses that you've had throughout the month. Again, you can do this both with your personal and your business accounts. Total side note, if you are running a business, making sure that you have a separate account for your business income and expenses is crucial. And if you're listening and you're like, ooh, I haven't done that yet, that's okay. Just take this as your sign that it's time to do it. The thing that's great about statements is it doesn't lie. It tells you everything that has come in and everything that has gone out. And so what I would encourage you to do is to download the last 3 months of your statements. Now, if you're a pen and paper kind of gal, print it out. I love to like highlight and scratch and circle and do all that great stuff. So that's how I prefer to do this. But if you're great online or on your desktop, however you want to do this is fine. The goal here is to go through and mark your reoccurring expenses. This is looking at every iTunes for $2.99. This is looking at the gym membership for $19.99. Whatever it is, we are looking for the same company and the same amount that's happening every single month. Right now, we're not doing anything other than acknowledging them, seeing them, because it very quickly starts to show you where your money is going on a monthly basis. And the reason I have you do 3 months at a time is because 1 month is not going to give you a true snapshot. Certainly, you'll get some information, but sometimes there are, you know, reoccurring things that happen every other month. It just gives you a wider picture of time. You can most certainly go back and do more because sometimes there are expenses that happen quarterly or every half year or annually. You can take this as far and wide, but this is really just a baby step to get you going. Once you have acknowledged and circled, highlighted, starred, scratched, however you have marked your reoccurring expenses, then this is when you get to make decisions. You can put these into three primary categories. The first is necessary. These are things that you use on a regular basis. It makes your life easier, more efficient, like it really adds value. Like, this is necessary. The second category is might use. These are things that could be beneficial, but you're not really putting a whole lot into it. It's kind of there, you dabble into it. It's like in this weird gray area where it has the potential to maybe be helpful, but also you're not really like lit up to do this. And the third category are your never uses. These are things that you signed up for that potentially you forgot about. The free subscription went by the wayside and you forgot to cancel it. You had full intention on trying this thing out, but you just never got around to it. So you can see where I'm headed with this. By breaking down, first we've acknowledged what these are. Now you've broken them into categories. The things that you use all the time and love and like this adds value to your life and simplifies things. If it feels good, then keep them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to get rid of all this stuff. The other end of the spectrum, though, the things that you never use, what if you let those things go? What if you cancel those subscriptions today? What if you saved that $2.99, $7.99, $14.99? Those things add up. If you take that $7.99 subscription per month and times it by a year, you can see how very quickly those numbers start to add up. And then if you have 4, 5, 6, 10, 15 of these subscriptions, there's a lot of money going out the back door. So the never use is a no-brainer category. Okay, I'm just accepting. I'm not doing this. I can cancel those. And the gray area, the maybes. This is where I encourage you to take your power back and make a decision. Yes, I'm going to invest in using this. I'm going to pour into it. I'm going to start adapting this into my life. Or you know what? Right now is just not the right time. I'm going to let it go. The challenge is when there is no decision and things just kind of linger in this gray space. So today, take your power back and make a decision. The cool thing about this decision is you get to change your mind. So if you're like, I'm not going to use it, and then 3 days from now, you're like, oh, you know what? That's how that could be used. You can go back to it. You can add it back in. Or on the flip side, if you keep it and you're like, you know what? I had full intentions. I'm still not using it in a week. I'm still not using it this month. Let it go. There is power in knowledge, and there is power in decision. This is a very small but very powerful way for you to start to build that muscle within yourself. So give it a try. Let me know how it goes. I love to hear your feedback. So if you've gone through this exercise, message me on Instagram, DM me, or shoot me an email. I'd love to hear like how these exercises are impacting you. I also share more messages like this on TikTok. That's where I play the most. You can most certainly find me using @ThatLauraAura. And on next week's episode of the Gutsy Podcast, we're talking about creating freedom from chaos. So if you feel like you are standing in the middle of a cyclone and you're just trying to find some ground underneath you, next week's episode is going to help you find the clarity, simplicity, and organization that your soul is craving. Again, I am on TikTok and Instagram using @ThatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.